Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Faith and Wisdom, and is found in James chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Recognizing something and or someone greater than oneself is the first step toward wisdom. Though that one thing or person is not fully known, faith informs us that they are there. The opening verses of James' letter encourages his readers to despair not as they endure and encounter all manners of trials and suffering, but instead, with patience, allow their faith to complete anything that may be lacking in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Furthermore, he says if anyone lacks these things, then ask the one who is the object of their faith, the God of creation, who will ungrudgingly give them the answers and wisdom they need. He says, just be steadfast in our faith. The important thing to remember about faith is that faith is a testimony of what is unseen and to what is unknown. It is essential that one believes in the God he cannot see without doubting if he expects to receive anything from that God. God acts upon our faith. We should not expect to receive anything from a God we doubt exists. We doubt hears us, and doubt will give us what we ask for. Wisdom requires faith, and faith requires wisdom. It takes wisdom to recognize and believe in that which you cannot see, and faith to receive the wisdom needed to have faith in that we cannot see. Wisdom informs us that every man is equal regardless of his station in life, no matter if he is rich or poor. The reason why is that every man is laid bare and defenseless before death, and that faith is the great equalizer. The rich is brought down and the poor is brought up, so that everyone is on level ground before God. The possession of, or lack thereof, of this world's riches blinds people to the truth of the living God. They begin to concentrate on their state instead of seeking the living God. Wisdom tells us that there is more to life than what is seen, and faith causes us to seek that which wisdom informs us of. Faith is a sign of wisdom, and wisdom is a sign of faith. The two of them work hand in hand to bring us to where the mysterious and unseen God wants us to be. Well, I hope you will attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you cannot attend your own Sunday school, you are invited to join us online at 9 a.m. live and interactive at our website. If you have any questions or comments, be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.